your host, Anna McNabb from Health Radio FM. I am with Tricia Sedgwick, and she is a health and wellness expert. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I really appreciate it. Why don't you tell us a bit more about yourself, who you are, and what you do?
Oh, that's a loaded question.
So, you can do it.
So, yeah, just a little bit. I became actually became a registered holistic nutritionist about 8 years ago now. And before that, my background was actually in environmental studies. So I've learned that my passion is combining health and wellness with having a healthy environment and working with healthy soils. It's a holistic perspective that I take on. So I work a lot with nutrition with clients one-on-one, helping them with all different areas. And then I also have a nonprofit project called The World in a Garden, where we teach kids how to be healthy from seed to table, so growing their own food all the way to the kitchen.
How do you have access to these kids? Is it through school systems, or how do you do that?
Yeah, school systems. Usually through the back door. I usually end up connecting with a teacher or a facilitator or someone who knows someone, but we have one school garden, and then we have urban farm sites in the city as well, so kids come to see us, and just through networking and different things, the project has expanded over the years.
That's super exciting. I think that getting kids to understand these things at a very young age is crucial, because then they really understand and appreciate what they're putting into their bodies.
Yes, it's planting seeds. It's always easier to work with a growing mind than a mind that seems to be stuck in its ways in our older years. So, it's definitely, I definitely knew from the beginning that if kids could grow their own food and see where it comes from and be part of that creative process, that they were going to be a lot more engaged and interested in eating it. So a kid doesn't run to the fridge and ask for broccoli and look for broccoli. But when they grow broccoli, especially like we can do purple sprouting broccoli and all these different varieties, they're so interested and engaged, and they're excited to try something that they created. So it's
and they eat it differently as well. I think that they appreciate each and every bite, as opposed to, you know, wasting and leaving stuff on their plate as well. So that's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and it's even planting seeds, because sometimes we can get away from things in our teenage years, but I think that when we usually go back to the seeds that were planted earlier in life. So it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to work with them.
My kids are very territorial over their seeds when they plant in our garden every year. That is my broccoli. That is your broccoli. That's my Brussels sprouts. That's your.
Totally.
Whose Brussels sprouts are we eating tonight? Is it mine or is it his? So I think it's great. Ownership is great.
Yeah.
So what topic do you want to talk about today, Tricia? I mean, we talked about earlier, you know, the 2014, the start of a new year. What are your thoughts on health and wellness for our listeners?
Well, yeah, that's such an interesting topic. I mean, every year we start a campaign called New Year, New You. And one of the things I really like to focus on with people, we talk about, you know, how it's easier to work with a growing mind than sometimes, you know, older in life we're set in our ways, or we've created a lot of unhealthy patterns, and we just tend to be, you know, it's a little bit harder, you know, with more responsibilities as an adult to change the way that we're used to being. And so one of the things I really work with my, with individuals on or groups on is, you know, how is it that we can set you up for success? And I think it's good to think bigger and think, okay, who is the person I want to become and create that vision for ourselves, but how do we break it up down into small steps?
So and being realistic, right? I mean,
exactly.
I think that we always have these huge goals that are just never attainable.
Yeah, so realistic is, I think, great, but I think we can also hold ourselves back. So I love what you said about being realistic, because it's like, okay, where do you ultimately want to go? And then let's start from the beginning. So let's do it step by step. And so we can get to that vision. And we like to work in 90-day increments so that, you don't have to get there tomorrow, but each week you can set out a plan that's going to help you to get to your bigger vision. And we can tell, it's just like working with kids. We can tell people what to eat and how to put it together, but if they take that action or not, it's going to depend on how engaged they are in the process. So I always say you have to fall in love with this idea of who you want to be. So if you want to be healthy, we have to change your whole mindset. You have to start thinking of yourself as a healthy person, and what is it that a healthy person does to keep themselves healthy? And, you know, if we fall in love with that vision, or by doing things like having a vision board, by writing down our goals, by finding accountability partners, all of those things will help us to be successful with our health and wellness goals. And we work a lot with people with weight loss. And, you know, the biggest difference is yes, we can be determined and have willpower, but what's going to keep us engaged long term?
Right.
Always a question.
It's a lifestyle change, I think, for a lot of people. I mean, I've done a lot of work with people in losing weight in my past diet centers. I think that people look at such a big picture of changing so much in their lives that they are already failing before they even start. And so, so what are some of the things that you do? What are some of the small baby steps you recommend in these changes as opposed to this big, huge change?
Mm-hmm. Well, in order for people to really be successful, and this is, you know, I put myself through 90-day game plans all the time as well. I mean, if you know, lots of people would say, oh, why would you do that? Like, you're already, you know, you're already healthy. Well, that's not the point. The point is that for me, if I'm not challenging myself to be better than I was yesterday, then we get bored and we're just going to fall out of it. So, you know, just to say, oh, okay, I'm going to the gym 5 days a week. Well, you know, for most people, that's not going to last very long.
Right.
I mean, you've got to really love the gym. And so one of the things I get people to do is get organized. We often don't treat working out or being healthy or getting our exercise seriously. So I say, you know, Sunday night, how are you going to eat healthy for the week? Because it's going to depend on everybody's schedule so different, depending
sure.
on who they are and what their family life is like.
Yeah.
And so treat your exercise program like it's an appointment that you can't miss throughout the week. So my exercise regime in the last 90 days that I did, it became a schedule for me. So it was like, and finding accountability partners is so great because there are definitely times when I was getting healthy, like getting back into shape, that I was like, well, I don't want to do that. But it's really hard to you don't want to let down that other person. And so if you have a set, committed time, I have a running partner, we run every morning at 6:30
right.
a.m. That's what we do. And, you know, there's no way I would get out of bed if it wasn't for her.
Sure. Absolutely.
So things like that are really important. And then when it comes to our eating habits, I think that we have to take on a whole new mindset. And so it has to be, you know, being planned and prepared really helps. So I like to get people, you know, whether it's Sunday night or whatever the beginning of the week looks like for them. Sometimes people are beginning their week, depending on the work schedule, on Tuesdays. So, you know, spend Tuesdays thinking about planning your meals for the week. And we have lots of planning tips that we send out to clients for their programs. And the other thing that I really like to get people to do is start with like a nutritional cleanse or something that kind of kickstarts the body to get you motivated, because lots of times it can be, you know, sort of discouraging when we don't feel very energetic or we
sluggish,
are losing weight slowly or one of those things. And so nutritional cleanses help to nourish the body. At the same time, they create mental clarity, they have focus, and a side benefit of being healthy can be the weight loss. So that always helps to kick people into action as well.
Almost like the starting gun for the beginning
of
the race, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it gets our liver clean, and, you know, our liver has over 500 functions, and it emulsifies or breaks down our fat. So if it's sluggish and we're feeling sluggish, it's not very motivating to get started. So I really like to start people on a nutritional cleanse program at the beginning of the year to get them started and get them excited about, you know, making a change. And I find that when people get a program or a kit or something that they can just check off, they, you know, throughout the day, because we have a schedule, they can check off the schedule, and they feel focused and they feel like, okay, I have this vehicle, I have this tool, and it really gets them going. So we like to introduce that at the beginning of our 90-day game plan as well, and that just gets people kind of geared up mentally for it.
Sure. Then what happens after that?
Yeah, then after that, it's, okay, as we're doing that, it's, okay, what are some of the changes that we're going to bring into that nutritional cleanse program? What's working for you? What is it that you're going to keep doing? And what are you noticing about yourself? So we like to people, not everybody wants to journal, but some people like to do that. Some people would get on accountability calls so that they, you know, just have to check back in. And if we're having a down week, it helps them to gets the support they need. So we often we live in a very individualistic society where we don't have that support necessarily. So, you know, just getting ourselves connected into some sort of community is a really big thing. And then, so afterwards, after they're finished their, you know, their nutritional cleanse program, it's just taking those habits that they, the new habits that they've created, and continue on with them. And that's why we like the 90 days, because you're not going to change your habits overnight. So
right.
If I start a 90-day program, and for an example would be, okay, I'm going to exercise every day of the week. Okay, so, you know, you're going to notice where you get really stuck during that time. And so how is it that you're going to get there? So you're learning to overcome your obstacles, see where you get stuck, see where your mind wants to make excuses, and how it is that you're going to overcome it. So
is that realistic, exercising every day of the week for somebody who's trying to make these changes, do you think?
It depends on what we like to say with the 90-day goal is, what is it that's going to be the next step for you in your life? So if you're someone who doesn't exercise at all, maybe it's going to be 3 days. For somebody who wants to lose more weight and does, and they maybe they exercise 3 times a week, but they want to start exercising every day,
right.
It can be very realistic. We have clients who decide to that they do want to exercise every day, and they're going to go to the gym in the mornings before they go to work. So it really depends what the individual's goals are, and it is
right.
definitely realistic for people who make that a priority in their life. It never used to be a priority for me, and now it is. And so I did my first 90 game plan to try to execute through that and go, okay, how can I make this work for my life and my schedule? I mean, I'm a busy girl, so, you know, how can I make that happen? And, you know, funny enough, when we put our mind to something, we can make it happen.
I consider being a mother exercising. Does that count?
Yeah. Yeah.
We do exercise. I have an 8 and 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Just teasing.
Well, everybody's different. You know, like I have one friend and his kids are so active and he can't even keep up to them in when they're running. And, you know, they're only 10 and 11 and they're like excellent runners. So it really, you can bring it into your family life. And that's how we work with people on an individual basis. So, you know, you want to bring your whole family into it. I think you and I were just talking about that before, about how you have some of your career goals and you're bringing your children into that exercise so they feel included. And it sets everybody up to be successful. And so that's the same thing with being healthy. Like, how do we make ourselves successful? Do we bring our friends in, our family in, however, right?
Sure. Yeah. Now, through this program, through the 90 days, clearly people are feeling changes and they're feeling successful because they're feeling different and they're looking different. What typically happens at the end of the 90-day period with an individual?
Usually they have made if they stick through, they've made lots of changes. They're just feeling excited. If we spent our life working in 90-day increments with, like, our businesses, with our exercise programs, like, our health goals, then we would stay motivated and inspired, you know, and just be committed to being better, like I said, better than we were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see is that people are really, they're ready to take it on again. They're excited and they're not being unrealistic. And when we say we're going to go to the gym 5 days a week or whatever, that might be our goal at the beginning of the year, what are we going to do to make that happen? So we see that people learn how to set goals and then how to achieve them. Like, how do we follow through? And so,
90 days isn't overwhelming, I would presume, for your clients. I mean, It's a commitment, but it's not forever. I think that people sabotage themselves because forever is a scary word.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle change. You already said that word, right? So we say, okay, well, it's not going to happen tomorrow. So let's not think we have to have all the results tomorrow. Let's see how we do by breaking our goals down into something that's tangible.
Yeah.
And then so they're feeling very accomplished. I mean, we're always proud of ourselves when we lose so much energy in not doing what we said we were going to do. So when people can really follow through and do what they said they're going to do, they're so proud. They're so excited. And they feel so much more energetic, because it's sort of depressing to keep setting goals for ourselves and then give up and then finally get to the point where we say, well, I'm not going to make any New Year's resolutions, or I'm not even going to set those goals for myself because they're unrealistic. But, you know, we're incredibly powerful as human beings, and we can, if we look back at any time in our lives that we've been successful, we've, you know, made some sacrifices, we've made some changes, and we've stayed focused. So
success is definitely a mindset, for sure. Mindset, absolutely.
Yeah, and just to see people lose that weight, I mean, some of the messages that we get from people, I mean, sometimes it just brings tears to my eyes to, you know, because being a healthy weight is often, not always, but can often be connected to being healthy again.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Tricia, if our listeners want to learn more about you and your 90-day program, how do they get a hold of you? What's your website address?
Oh, so my website address is just trishasedgwick.com. So it's T-R-I-C-I-A, and then Sedgwick, S-E-D-G-W-I-C-K.com.
Fantastic.
And we focus on healthy aging and weight loss programs and nutritional cleansing, as well as sports performance and exercise programs.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on our show. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks, Tricia. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.